Hello, lovely people. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and it's your CNN 10. We're putting your vocabulary word in tomorrow's show for hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Follow me at Coy Wire on Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. Put your word, definition, your school and teacher's name in the comment section of my most recent post, and we're going to choose one winner to work into tomorrow's show. Today, though, it is Tuesday, November 7th, and it's not just any Tuesday. It's the Tuesday after the first Monday of November, a.k.a. Election Day here in the United States. Federal elections have historically happened on this day to accommodate farmers across the country, did you know? It's after the harvest, but before the weather gets too cold. Why Tuesday? Well, people didn't want to travel to the polls on Sundays because of church, and Wednesday was a day that a lot of farmers would take their goods to the market to sell. That left Tuesday as one of the most convenient days to hold U.S. elections, something we still observe to this day. Those who are heading to the polls today, they won't be voting for president. That's next year. But some cities will be voting for mayor, and some states will be voting for governor, and other legislative and constitutional issues are on the table. The outcome of those elections could give a better idea of how Americans are feeling about certain issues ahead of the U.S. presidential election next year. And you can follow along right here with us on CNN. Moving on now to another choice. Multiple choice. Pop quiz, hotshot. 10-second trivia. One of the world's most iconic structures, the Taj Mahal, is located in which city in India? New Delhi, Mumbai, Agra, or Kolkata? Beginning construction in 1632, the Taj Mahal is located in the city of Agra. The Taj Mahal is considered one of the most beautiful sights in the world. In fact, it was named one of the new seven wonders of the world. But it could become more difficult to see and to glimpse this glorious sight because of pollution. It's an unhealthy, even hazardous problem for parts of India. Delhi, Kolkata, and Mumbai were among the 10 most polluted cities on Earth this week, according to a Swiss company called IQ Air. CNN's Michael Holmes explains what it all means.
India's iconic monument, almost lost in the smog in the city of Agra. It's not the sight tourists nor the businesses which depend on them want to see.
We are facing difficulty in taking pictures of the Taj Mahal due to pollution. The Taj Mahal is not clearly visible. Tourists are also facing issues.
Every year when the temperatures drop and farmers burn their fields, the air turns toxic in many Indian cities. Delhi is notoriously ranked among the world's most polluted cities, and the current air quality there has once again reached hazardous conditions, forcing primary schools to temporarily close and many people to work from home or just stay indoors altogether. The problem is so serious, a recent Air Quality Life Index report says poor air quality could shorten an average Indian's life expectancy by more than 5 years if World Health Organization guidelines on curbing pollution aren't met. And it's even affecting one of the country's favourite pastimes. India is currently hosting the Cricket World Cup, with Bangladesh set to play Sri Lanka in a match in Delhi. But the air quality is so poor, some players are wearing masks and both teams have cancelled training sessions. The coach of Bangladesh's team says the conditions have not been ideal.
Our doctor has kept a close eye on players. Even for practices, we're very conscious, we train what we have to train and they go back into the dressing room.
Unfortunately for cricket fans and Delhi residents alike, officials say pollution levels are expected to be high for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Michael Holmes, CNN.
Hey Siri. Call Earth.
I don't see Earth in your contacts. To who?
I'm trying to make a call to Earth.
I don't see Earth in your contacts. To who?
Never mind. It's time for CNN's Call to Earth, and we're going to go diving into our next story with a team of researchers exploring underwater sites so deep it takes them 3 hours to resurface. They're hoping their studies can help us better understand and preserve our oceans.
When you are a diver, you are always curious to go to sea a little bit further. I think every single diver in the world, when you are about to go up, you always have an eye to the depth, to the bottom. Little by little, you want to go deeper because you wonder what are you going to find.
Guylain Bardot, with his wife Emmanuelle in 2007, he has conducted thousands of dives, often to 150 or even 200 meters deep. His crew has explored everywhere from the Arctic to the Canary Islands, French Polynesia to the Caribbean.
We are talking about huge ecosystem that covered the entire planet, all the shore, everywhere. It's just below 30 meters, 40 meters. And there are for sure many species, many different ecosystem that all have a huge importance. So acquiring a better understanding of their ecology is essential for the conservation of those depths.
With scientists aboard their boat, Under the Pole aims to document these ecosystems for the first time and help preserve their future.
The length of the missions are from months to years. It's very demanding, very tiring. It's a very big engagement, not only a human engagement, it's a huge logistical and organizational engagement.
Guylain's team are preparing for a six-month expedition in the Mediterranean next year that will take them from Greece to Italy to France.
If we spend 20 minutes at 120 meters, we will take 3 hours to come back to the surface. And this is not negotiable. You have to take these 3 hours, whatever happens. You need to be technically ready and psychologically ready also to make this type of dive. And it takes years to be ready for that.
In 2022, Under the Pole helped gain protection for black coral forests in the Canary Islands. And they believe there is a similar ecosystem to be explored on their Mediterranean voyage next year.
In Greece, they already explored the depths with robots, ROVs. So they know some fields of black corals, but are not able to study it because of the depths, because they do not have the divers to do so. And I like those missions where there is huge collaborations, you know, with different people that can do together something they cannot do alone or just with their own team.
Our mission is really to make the invisible visible, even if it's deep, even if it's very far away, like in the polar regions. We need this place and we need to protect it.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 looks like a really gourd time. What should you do with all those leftover pumpkins? Whatever you do, throw them away before they get all moldy or gooey. Or you could do what this middle school teacher in North Dakota did, blowing up the pumpkins in the name of science. Do not try this at home. He's using the pumpkins to demonstrate a chemical reaction between water and a compound called calcium carbide. And this chemical reaction got a great reaction from the students. Did you know jack-o'-lanterns originated in Ireland to ward off evil spirits, but instead of using pumpkins, the Irish carved creepy faces into turnips? It's time to turn up right here on CNN 10. Our special shout out today goes to Jacksonville High School in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Go Cardinals! Don't forget to submit your word for tomorrow's show at Coy Wire on the socials. We can't wait to learn from you. I'm Coy Wire and we are CNN 10.